Might As Well is an audio gallery that showcases the rejection of the binary frailties of good and evil in favor of truth told via comically allegorical jeremiads. In other words, Hasehamaumo.
To the rest of you, the non-believers, the underachievers, the tweet and deleters, you guys make me sick to my stomachs, fam. Honestly, if you guys want to look in my eyes, you guys want to do something? You guys, that's what I thought. Mm-hmm.
Drake or Kendrick?
Drake.
Drake is a better rapper than Kendrick. Do you like, okay, so is it by a long shot?
Not really. Drake got bars. Which you know. Okay. You know that. So you know I ain't capping when I say that.
For sure. Right.
So I would give it to Drake. I think Kendrick's a better technically skilled performer. Mm. But I don't think he's a better rapper.
Performer.
Yeah, that's a difference.
So okay, so you ain't never heard Kendrick and felt like he was one of the most one of the most dangerous rappers?
No.
No, so Kendrick puts no.
You ain't never felt that.
Yes, I have. I felt he was very dangerous. For sure.
You felt like he was dangerous to you?
I felt like Kendrick Lamar still to this day. He's very surgical with words.
Dangerous to you.
Well, no, I don't think none of y'all are dangerous to me. Like you.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. So that's my sentiment.
Yeah. I'm saying as far as like. Because
if that was the case, you think he'd be dangerous to you, but he's not dangerous to you. I know he's not dangerous to you.
So,
I know that.
So is he dangerous to you? Because I'm way more ahead of you though.
You way more ahead of me?
And skill? Boy, you know you ain't crazy.
Skill sets?
For sure.
Okay. Who else believe that?
I do.
Who else believe that A-Verb is a better rapper than Lupe Fiasco?
Yeah, a lot of motherfuckers. Why wouldn't we?
Let's do the count.
What you mean count? You want to take a poll on it or something?
Take the poll.
Welcome to Might As Well. Bitch, buckle up. This is not NPR. So without further ado, the great Maui Ma.
Damn, bruv. Wow. Wow, fam, yo, look at me, bruv, look at me acting all fucking Hollywood. Like, fam, yo, listen, today, I had to look at myself in the mirror, right? I had to look at myself in the mirror and sort of kind of remind myself of who the fuck I bees in the fucking block, bruv. Yo, I cannot recognize myself. I'm fucking Hollywood now, right? I mean, bruv, look at me dropping episodes late. Look at me recording late, bruv. What happened to me dropping every single Monday, right? Reliably, bruv. Like, fam, I'm no longer reliable. I'm fucking Hollywood. You can no longer bank on the boy. You can't. You can't, bruv. You can't bank on the boy. You can't be out here putting all your fucking eggs in this basket. Nah, dude. You fucking dumb. Nigga, yo, I'm becoming Hollywood. I'm too sexy to pod. I'm too sexy for this pod. I'm too sexy for comedy, bruv. Look at me. I get it. You niggas cannot see me. Right? I'm fucking enigmatic. Right? I'm a fucking idea. I'm a spirit, bruv. Am I even alive? Am I even here, bruv? This whole thing is a fucking simulation anyway. Maybe I'm AI. Right? That's what niggas do these days. When niggas drop whack shit, they hide behind AI. I mean, bruv, look at this Drake versus Kendrick Lamar now. This Drake versus everybody thing. Right? Study that fucking beef. Niggas be out here dropping whack shit and then fucking backpedaling and claiming that it's fucking AI. Nah, that song ain't real. That's not me. That's artificial intelligence. Blame it on Elon Musk. Blame it on fucking Sam Altman. Blame it on Mark Zuckerberg. He's a fucking robot. I'm not rapping. Mark Zuckerberg is rapping. Arnold Schwarzenegger is rapping. That's not me. That's not me, bruv. That's Will Smith. Whole swag, I robot. That's not me, bruv. Right? Niggas be out here hiding behind AI. And I be like, my nigga, listen, that shit is real. Right? The first time I heard Push Ups by Drake, I was like, nah, there's no fucking way this is AI. There's no way, bruv. Listen to the flow. Listen to this man's tone, right? Listen to how this nigga is breathing on this fucking song. This shit is real. Some things cannot be faked. On fucking God, bruv. On God, on G-O-D, some things cannot be faked, right? Breath control cannot be faked. There's certain things that your fucking lungs do, bruv, right? That AI cannot replicate. Fam, there's certain things that niggas' vocal cords do, bruv, that AI cannot replicate, my nigga. You can't duplicate that shit. You can't remake that shit. You can't synthesize that shit. It's real. You can't fake that shit. It's fucking real. Bruv, the first time I heard Drake's push-ups, I told my wife that, hey, listen, niggas are bugging, okay? Niggas be out here talking about how AI this shit is. I'd be like, nah. This shit is real. This is Drake, right? Listen to the cadence, right? Listen to how this nigga is breathing on this song. Bruv, yo, dear men all around the world, please, hey, do yourselves a favor. Okay? Study how this man breathes. Okay, bruv. No, Diddy, bruv. Diddy do it, Diddy not. Bruv, who the fuck cares at this rate? All of these niggas are Epstein. All of these niggas are weird, bruv. Once these niggas get to a certain fucking wealth level, once these niggas make a certain number, bruv, it gets weird. Right? Once niggas become multi-millionaire, it gets fucking creepy. Once niggas hit a billy, I mean, bruh, it gets spooky. Once niggas can afford fucking private jets, bruv, it gets weird. Okay, bruv? It gets weird. Once niggas start flying around in fucking Bombardier jets, bruv, it gets weird. Right? Did he do it? Did he not? I don't know, bruv. All I know is all of these niggas are fucking pedos. All of these niggas be out here sticking their fucking dicks in kids. That's just how it is. It's Hollywood. Right? It's fucking Hollywood. Now look at me, bruv. Am I selling my soul to Hollywood, bruv? Am I selling my soul to the game? Who the fuck knows? All I know is I'm now becoming a diva, right? Gone are the days of humble Maui Mau. Do y'all remember those days? Like a few weeks back, bruv. Yo, back in the days, like last week, I was fucking humble, right? I dropped this fucking podcast on time. I pulled up on time. I delivered on time. I was here on time. This week, nah. Dilo di chinchi, bruv. I'm a different man. I'm fucking Hollywood now. I'm out here moving like Kevin Hart. Right? I almost became one of the GOATs. Almost. I was right there. Right? I almost became the Dave Chappelle of this shit. Almost. But almost doesn't count. Right? Do you know what counts, bruv? Money. Money counts, literally, bruv. So I want the bags. I want the fucking money. My soul is for sale. I don't give a shit. Take me now forevermore. Legit, bruv. Take me now forevermore. I want to join the fucking Illuminati. Who gives a shit, bruv? I'm Hollywood now. Okay? Maybe I need to start banking podcast episodes like I'm Tom Segura or fucking Bert Kreischer, bruv. Who cares? Huh? Who gives a fuck if all of my reactions are late? Who cares if I react to fucking Drake's diss record in 6 months, bruv? It's all good. Hey, let me bank these fucking episodes. Let me do my thing. Let me cook 10 months ahead. How about that? Maybe I need to work harder. Maybe I need to stop moving like fucking Joe Rogan. Maybe I need to fucking Spotify my life. Maybe. Maybe I gotta start chilling with Daniel Ek. Who the fuck knows, bruv? Let me cook. Maybe on a daily basis, I need to record around 5 or 10 episodes. Right? Maybe I gotta work harder. Right? How about, let me bank these fucking episodes? That way, I can never miss an episode. I can never miss a week. I can never miss a day. I'm always here, bruv. Right? I always drop on time. I always deliver on time. Who gives a fuck if all of my reactions are gonna be a couple of weeks late? Who cares, bruv? What's time? Time is relative. Right? Everybody does it. Right? Joe Rogan does it. Tom Segura does it. Bert Kreischer does it. Everybody does it. Right? I want to do it too. Because monkey see, monkey do. Right? I'm black after all. That's how you niggas view black people. And so who gives a shit? Who gives a shit? Might as well. Right? Niggas be out here. Nah, niggas be out here moving funny. White people be out here moving funny, bruv. I mean, fam. Did y'all hear what Tony Leon said? Former DA leader Tony Leon pulled up last week and said, hey, the DA must go back to its roots. Right? This nigga pulled up and said, hey, the experiment is done. Okay? The experiment is done. We are done experimenting. Right? Hey, Moosey. Moosey. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Right? Hey, hey, dear Moosey, my man. Jesus, bruv. Do you want that smoke? Yeah, 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 yeah. Dear Moosey, Moosey, do you want that smoke? Do you want that smoke? What you gonna do? What you gonna say, bruv? I saw your little fucking response. I wasn't impressed. Okay, bruv? I was waiting for you to drop a fucking push-ups type thing. Hey, hey, drop and give me 50. Drop and give me 50. That's what I was expecting from you, bruv. Right? And you pulled up talking about, oh, how heartbroken you are. Oh, they view you as an experiment, blah, blah, blah. Well, bruv, these niggas are white. And you are black. And the DA is a white fucking political party. Right? Bruv, the DA, kingwana, was the national party. I mean, fam, what's so difficult to understand there, bruv? Huh? The DA, bruv, the DA is a fucking direct descendant of the national party, the apartheid national party. What's so difficult to understand that these niggas, bruv, listen, these niggas are not loyal to you and I. We are too black for these niggas. Look at our hair, right? Look at our hair. Look at how we act, right? Fucking Helen Ziller pulled up talking about, oh, these fucking bitches who be out here rocking skimpy dresses, right? Popping bottles, bruv. Hey, we don't do that, right? Who the fuck? Bruv, when Helen Ziller pulled up criticizing bad bitch culture, who the fuck do you think she's talking about? She's not talking about white bitches. She's talking about black women, bruv. That's just what it is, bruv. That's how they view us. Okay, they view us as dumb. They view us as fucking experiments. They view us as fucking materialistic. Bruv, hey, listen, that's just how they view us. Le rona, ha re ketsetse di favor. Ha re thusi ra ipolaya because we still believe that these niggas have our fucking interest at heart. Nah, bruv, it don't work like that. These niggas don't give a fuck about us. And some of you niggas, some of you black motherfuckers, some of you quote-unquote clever blacks still believe that the DA is going to deliver us from evil. The evil being the ANC, the evil being fucking Kwesi Mandasi, the fucking tiger, the evil being fucking Mr. Fiafoko, Figi Lembalula, bro. These niggas aren't evil. They're just greedy. Right? And I get it. Sometimes greed begets evil. I get it. I fucking get it. Right? But these niggas are just greedy. That's it. That's all. Right? These niggas don't want to spark a fucking civil war like fucking Jacob Zuma. What the fuck is going on there? What's going on there? Jacob Zuma, hey bruv, Jacob Zuma is bugging. What the fuck is going on there? That nigga wants a civil war in South Africa. Okay? He's literally undermining our democracy, bruv. He's out here making threats. He's out here shitting on the IEC. This nigga is literally, bruv, literally undermining the electoral process in South Africa. And bruv, South Africa has one of the fairest electoral processes in the world. Like I always say, South Africa is a true blue democracy, bruv. That's what we are. That's who we are. right? And Jacob Zuma is trying to rip our democracy to shreds because he wants power. That's what he wants, right? This nigga wants power, bruv, by any means necessary. This nigga pulled up and said the following, bruv. And I quote, "I did not finish my second term and I was recalled. If the people want me to serve as president, no one can stop me. I should be allowed to finish what I started." Ah! I mean, bruh, yo, what, bruh, do you know what this man did? Like, do y'all niggas understand what Jacob Zuma did? I mean, bruh, we are in this situation right now because of Jacob Zuma. Okay? Our country is falling apart because of Jacob Zuma. Niggas worldwide are starting to view South Africa as a failed state because of Jacob Zuma. Okay? This country is the way that it is today because of him. We are because he is. Our country is built in his fucking image, bruv. Look around you, bruv. All of the fucking corruption that this nigga sparked. It's insane. I mean, bruv, where do I start when talking about Jacob Zuma, bruv? Huh? The fucking shower to power thing. The fucking arms deal. I mean, bruh, it's a fucking shit show. The Guptas, Eskom, I mean, bruh, SAA, right? Shabir Sheikh, I mean, bruh, his whole life, this nigga, yo, he's a walking movie. Jacob Zuma is a movie. The film, he's a fucking movie. He's a soap opera. Legit, he's fucking Stefano Demera, bruh. Yo, hey, where do I start? Where can I start? Where will I start? I mean, bruh, Jacob Zuma wants to finish what he started. Really think about what that means, bruh. He wants to finish what he started. Niggas be out here talking about South Africa as if we are Haiti. Niggas be out here calling Johannesburg and Cape Town the fucking murder capitals of the world. Meanwhile, Haiti exists. Meanwhile, Iraq exists. Meanwhile, Afghanistan exists. Bruv, meanwhile, the Middle East exists. The fucking Gaza Strip exists. Niggas be calling South Africa the murder capital of the world. Meanwhile, Jamaica exists. We get it. It's all fucking lies. But listen, bruv, niggas are able to talk that way because of how we move. Because of how Jacob Zuma moved. We are because he is. And he wants to finish what he started. As if we are not finished because of what he started. As if our fucking country is not finished to the core because of what he started. Think about everything this man started, right? Think about the fucking grifters he introduced to the fucking country, bruv. Think about it. Think about the corruption, right? But Edwin Sodi, think about it. Really think about what this man is talking about. He wants to finish what he started. What the fuck does that mean? Aren't you finished? Bruv, after you and your dogs took everything from this fucking country, aren't you done? Evidently, he's not done. Right? These niggas, bruv, yeah, nah. These old niggas don't give a fuck about you and I, bruv. They only care about themselves and their families. It's all about building generational wealth at your expense, at our expense. All facts, bruv. We live in a crazy fucking world. The ANC is a fucking disaster. Yeah. But nah, bruv. The MK party is problematic. The DA is racist. It's right there. Right? These niggas don't give a fuck about us. All we've got is us. That's it. Legit, bruv. Tony Leon pulled up and said, "Yo, hey, I want the DA to go back to its roots." Right? Think about the DA's roots. Right? The DA's roots are white. Right? its history is white. The niggas who built the DA are white, right? The DA is a white party. These are all fucking facts. Tony Leon wants the DA to go back to its roots now that the experiment is over. Musi Maimane is / was the experiment. Bruv, white people are consistent with their racism. Legit, they are consistent with their bigotry. They're fucking consistent, bruv. You gotta respect that shit. I respect it. Right? And the sad thing is, Musi Maimane can't even say what he really wants to say because his wife is white. See, bruv, this is what Dr. Umar be out here talking about. Legit. Listen, bruv, listen. I do not agree with everything he says. Right? However, when it comes to the black family, when it comes to building a black nuclear family, bruv, I'm all for that. Legit. Because as a couple, right, as husband and wife, boyfriend and girlfriend, bruv, we understand each other on every level, right? From fucking spiritual, financial to political. All facts. Bruv, I understand my wife from a fucking spiritual perspective, financial perspective, and of course political. Right? And vice versa. She gets me on those levels too. Right? She gets me from those POVs too. And that shit right there is important, bruv. Musi Maimane can't even express himself the way he wants to because his wife is white. And listen, bruv, I am not against interracial relationships. Do you love yours? Right? Love is love and love is beautiful. However, things were gonna be different if Musi Maimane had built a black nuclear family. And these are fucking facts. Legit, bruv. I mean, fam, yo, the audacity. Like, fam, Tony Leon's audacity to pull up and say, hey, yo, I want this party to go back to its fucking roots, bruv. Meanwhile, its roots are racist. Bruv, the audacity, right? The audacity, the fucking gall, the nerve, bruv. The nerve, right? He knows that by saying that, nobody can ever really question him. Right? Musi Maimane can never truly question Tony Leon because Musi Maimane is married to a white woman. Right? Musi Maimane can't really pop his shit off, bruv, because he's married to a white woman. Evidently, he fucks with white culture. Right? Tony Leon can say whatever the fuck he wants. Right? Because he knows that this nigga has fucking caucus fever. Legit, bruv. He's got caucus fever. He fucks with white culture. He fucks with white people. Again, I repeat, there's nothing wrong with interracial relationships. However, right? Hey, however. That's it. Hey, bro, that's all. Right? However, it gets a bit, you know what I mean? I mean, it's fucking different, bruv. Yo, when you are black, right, and your family is black, your kids are black, your wife is black, it's different, man. Right? Life is fucking different, bruv. Musi Maimane cannot relate to a nigga like me. I can say whatever the fuck I want to say because my family is true blue black. All of my niggas got afros. Legit. All of my niggas got afros. These are all fucking facts, bruv. All of my niggas look like my ancestors. My child, my boy, Ali Mao, he looks like my ancestors. He looks like his ancestors, bruv. He looks like his fucking gods. Legit. Look at my fucking boy, bruv. He's gorgeous. My kid is a Benin bronze in motion. Let that shit sink in, bruv. My kid is black. My wife is black. I'm black. Okay, bruv, we've got afros galore. Our hair is fucking luscious, gorgeous, incredible, flawless. Bruv, we are infallible, right? A true blue, beautiful, united, black, nuclear family. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. I can say whatever the fuck I want to say, bruv. Look at my family. Look at my people. Okay, bruv? I fucking practice what I preach. I live it. I do it for real. Hey, I really do this. While you niggas are out there talking about, oh, hey, I'm going to vote for the DA. Oh, the DA is this, the DA. Don't give a fuck. I really don't give a fuck. My family black. Am I going to vote? No. Do I believe in voting? No. Do I believe in these niggas in government? Fuck no. Right? But do you? Do you? I'm fucking Hollywood now, bruv. Look at me. Look at me recording late, dropping late, because life happens, bruv. Okay? I'm recording this shit late because life happens. Okay? And listen, I'm sorry. Okay? I am not Hollywood. Nah, I'm sorry. Life happens. I have a kid. I have a wife. We got things to do. Like, but hey, life happens. I'm out here running a business. Right? I'm out here. Hey, bruv, I gotta feed mines, bruv. Okay? Where the fuck am I gonna get the time to be funny and also buy groceries, bruv? Where the fuck am I gonna get the time, bruv? Huh? Inflation is mad real, bruv. I gotta be careful when buying groceries. I gotta check everybody, bruv. I gotta compare prices, bruv. I gotta make sure that I'm not being ripped off. Okay? That's the country we live in because of Jacob Zuma. And of course, Ramaphosa. All of these niggas are fucktwats. However, only one is trying to spark a civil war. This nigga wants power by fire, by force. Right? You see, bruv, this is what happens when niggas believe that they have a birthright to governance. Right? This is it. This is, hey, bruv. Hey, these niggas believe, right, that it's their birthright to lead South Africa, to be in government, to be presidents, to be governors, to be prime ministers, to be ministers. Bruv, these niggas believe that they were born for those fucking offices, right? And bruv, it's not supposed to be like that. But guess what? It is like that, right? It is like that. Niggas be out here creating weird fucking political dynasties and shit. Right? It's fucking spooky, bruv. This is why, hey, South Africa. This is why we have to give it up a little bit to the Mandela family. This is why. Bruv, look at Mandela's kids and his grandkids. I mean, bruh, all of them niggas are losers. Right? Look at Mandela's legacy, bruv. Mandela was a super great man. Look at his kids. They're out here auctioning his shit. I mean, bruh, look at his family. Right? Nelson Mandela's family is a bunch of losers. And bruv, we have to give it up to them for being losers. Right? Evidently, them niggas don't believe that they fucking deserve a seat in government. They don't. Right? And their father is Nelson Rolihlahla. Roll those fucking trees. Let's smoke them up. Let's smoke the K-Dot pack for cultural purposes. Bruv. Hey, Nelson Rolihlahla Mandela. Bruh. I'm tolerizla da. Bruh. That's their father. Their father is Nelson Mandela. And these niggas don't give a fuck about that man's legacy, bruv. They don't give a fuck about the Mandela name. They don't care. Fam, listen. Mandela's kids have mismanaged his legacy and his name, bruv. Like, at an elite level. I have never seen people mismanage generational wealth like this. Right? Bruv, just by carrying that name, Mandela, bruv, that's fucking generational wealth. Because, bruv, niggas aren't supposed to be missing any fucking meals. They have the Mandela name on their birth certificates. They have the Mandela name on their driver's licenses. They have the Mandela name on their ID cards. Bruv, hey, nobody is supposed to miss any fucking meals with that name. Okay, bruv? Like, bruv, you got the name on your docket and you are broke? How? How? Bruh, hey, your surname is Mandela. How the fuck? Yo, how the fuck are you job hunting? How the fuck? Like, bruh, why do you have a CV? I mean, CV? Oh, bruh. Bruh, imagine running around with a CV and you are a Mandela. How? How is that possible? Why is that possible? Bruv, hey, your father is Nelson Mandela, bruv. I mean, bruh, yo, salute to the Mandela family, bruv, because them niggas don't give a fuck about anything. And I love it. Right, we have to commend it. We have to salute it. We have to salute the fact that the Mandela family, right, chose to be ordinary. Even though their fucking name is extraordinary. Their father is extraordinary. Everything about that family is supposed to be incredible. They're supposed to be out here moving like the royal family, but they don't. Right? They move like any other fucking family in South Africa. They have internal squabbles, family drama. Some of them are kings. Some of them are deadbeat fathers. Some of them are drug addicts. Some of them are dying. Some of them are deadbeat mothers with a bunch of kids. It's a fucking shit show. Niggas be out here auctioning their father's shit. I mean, bruh, you gotta love it, right? The Mandela family was supposed to be Hollywood, right? They were supposed to be up there, man. You know, doing fancy things with fancy people. The Mandela family was supposed to be Hollywood, but instead, they became Kasi Bioscope. And you gotta love it, because them niggas don't feel entitled to be in any office in government, right? They are not entitled to the fucking presidency. Legit. And bruv, you have to salute it. Them niggas chose to be Moja Love. Okay, bruv, they chose to be Mzansi Magic, and you have to love that shit. It's beautiful, right? Them niggas evidently, bruv, they don't fuck with Netflix, right? None of this fancy shit, but Disney Plus. No, them niggas chose to be the Real Housewives of Mthatha, wherever the fuck they from. Right? Where the fuck is Mandela from? I forget where he's from. Some fucking village. Right in the Eastern Cape. There's what it is. I forget. Who gives a fuck? He dead. He gone. Now all we have is Jacob Zuma. All we have is a bunch of dudes from Limpopo and KZN. That's all we have. Right? We have Limpopo and KwaZulu Natal. That's all. That's all we have in South Africa. Right? I mean, bruh, look at our government. All we have is Limpopo and KwaZulu Natal. That's all we have. And dear KZN, how do y'all feel that Shaka Zulu was light-skinned? Hey, listen, hey. I'm just a messenger. Allegedly, Shaka Zulu was a light-skinned dude with a pot belly. Allegedly. Right? Bruv, the image that we've been shown of Shaka Zulu was an image of a super dark-skinned man with an 8-pack. Right? That nigga, bruv, nah, that nigga went to the same fucking surgeon that Drake went to. Legit! Bruv, the image of Shaka Zulu that we've been shown for years, right, in our fucking school books, on TV, everywhere, bruv, is an image of a strong black dude with a baldy, right? A super dark-skinned dude with a baldy and an 8-pack, right? That's the fucking image. Well, bruv, it turns out that Shaka Zulu was light-skinned, just like me. God damn it. Right? It turns out that Shaka Zulu was a Big Lotto, right? Shaka Zulu was Big Lotto. Shaka Zulu was Mulatto. It turns out that this dude was beige, right? Niggas be like, oh, he was a warrior. Yeah, he had beige rage. That's how it works. Haven't you niggas ever heard of beige rage, bruh? Hey, don't fuck with light-skinned niggas, bruh. Niggas like Chris Brown, niggas like me, niggas like Drake, bruh. We have beige rage. Okay, bruv? When niggas fuck with us, bruh, nah. It's not gonna end well. So Shaka Zulu won all of those fucking battles because he had beige rage. There's what it is. Shaka Zulu was light-skinned with a pot belly, bruh. Legit. These are all fucking facts. Okay? I'm just a fucking messenger. Because all we have in South Africa is Limpopo and KZN in government. And bruh, yo, listen. It's a shit show. Okay? It's a fucking shit show, bruv. These niggas, bruv. Yo, what do politicians know? And by that I mean, bruv, like, what do they get? Because every time I see politicians speak, most politicians, every time I see them speak, I be like, bruh, this nigga doesn't know what he's talking about. They be out here talking about the economy, businesses, and all that. And I be like, does this guy really understand what he's talking about? Does he really understand inflation? Does he really understand socialism? Does he really understand capitalism? Do these niggas understand how things work? I don't think they do. Honestly, bruv, we need to study these motherfuckers' IQs. Legit, right? We need to study the fucking ruling class's IQ. Because evidently these niggas are dumb. Think about it, bruv. The least talented people, right? In any fucking nation, in every single nation worldwide, are leaders, right? The least talented people worldwide are in government. These niggas have zero talent. But yet, they're out here leading the talented. It's a fucking shit show. Why? Because talented people don't fuck with politics. They veer and steer away from politics. They don't fuck with these niggas. Politicians are dumb. Because smart people don't want to be politicians. Politics are a fool's errand. All facts. What do they know? What do politicians know? What do they get? Let's talk about it, bruv. Because, fam, these niggas are dumb. Fam, did y'all see what Mabisa Ngagula said, bruv? Yo, she was out here pleading with the fucking judge to be kept out of jail. Why? Because prison means uninvited sex. Prison means diseases. Prison means drugs, violence, and gangs. This is why she doesn't want to go to prison. Even though she took the fucking money, even though she got bribed, right? They bribed this bitch with 4.5 million rands and a wig. Let that sink in, bruv. We have niggas bribing our leaders with fake hair. That's where we at. This is how dumb politicians are, bruv. Right? They gave her a bag of money plus a fucking wig on top. And she took that shit. She wanted that shit. I'm pretty sure she was like, hey, please give me 1.5 million plus one of those wigs that your wife sells or whatever the fuck. You know what I mean? Like, that's exactly what she did. Do you know, bro? How dumb are these niggas? How dumb are these niggas? South Africa, how dumb are these niggas? She got bribed. And then they caught this bitch. And now she's pleading to stay out of jail because prison means uninvited sex, right? Diseases, drugs, violence, and gangs. Right? Now, bruv, you are not going to believe this shit, right? The woman who's complaining about prison life used to be the minister of correctional services between 2009 and 2012. My friend, Iman. Like, bro, like, nah, man. You know, bro, like, some things in this country, fam, like, you know, you can't write them, bro. You know, the jokes are right there, bro. This country is a fucking joke. She used to be the Minister of Correctional Services. Let that sink in. Right? And then she committed a bunch of crimes. Yeah, and not herself. She went on to commit a bunch of crimes. And now she's complaining about the fucking state of South African prisons. When she used to run the fucking prisons. I mean, bruh. These niggas, it's a fucking shit show, bruv. It's a fucking shit show, bruv. Right? She knows that South African prisons are violent. Niggas get raped all day or dead day. Motherfuckers be out here losing their fucking lives. Bruv, hey, she knows all of this shit. She knew about this shit back in 2009. But instead of improving the conditions, right? Instead of improving South African prisons, she was like, nah, let these niggas rot. Let these niggas rot in prison. They committed the crime. Hey, they must feel the time. Right? She didn't improve South African prisons. Instead, she committed a crime. Yeah, not herself. Instead of improving our prisons, she improved her life by taking bribes and a wig. These are our leaders, South Africa. Okay, bruv? These are the people who are leading us. These are the people who have our fucking lives in their hands. Did you, bruv? Think about it. Hey, the least talented people worldwide are into politics. The least talented people all around the world are in government. Legit, think about it, bruv. Talented people, intelligent people, do not fuck with politics. They fucking steer away from politics. Right? I mean, bruv, look at what's happening in South Africa, bruv. It's a fucking shit show. What the fuck is this, bruv? How dumb are these niggas? How dumb is Mabisa Ngagula, bruv? Yo, fam. Hey. She's facing 15 years. Okay? Mabisa Ngagula is facing a 15-year sentence, bruv. If she's found guilty of graft, of course. And, bruv, listen, she is guilty. Right? And now she's gonna have to go serve her fucking time in those decrepit fucking prisons she used to oversee. Right? And she failed to improve those prisons. And now she's crying about how bad those prisons are. When back in the days, she was the Minister of Correctional Services. I mean, bruh, South Africa is a shit show. Niggas be out here preaching socialism. Meanwhile, they're kids. Are shrouded in opulence. But Julius Malema. Right? His fucking son went to his matric ball. And, you know, there's a fucking video of him just floating about all over social media. Rolling around with white chicks. Meanwhile, bruv, his father is out here preaching socialism. Oh, we need to be more like Cuba. We need to be more like Zimbabwe. Robert Mugabe. I be like, bruh, have you seen Zimbabwe? Have you seen Cuba? He's all you're talking about. All the kids must be doctors, bruh. Do you know how things work? Do you know how things work? If we have an oversupply of one thing, everything else falls apart. Everybody can't be a doctor. We need street sweepers. We need taxi drivers. We need plumbers, electricians, builders. We need people who master other things. We need singers. We need animators because entertainment is important. Okay, bruv? The human condition goes hand in hand with entertainment. We need that shit. We need a lot of shit to function. Legit. Right? Meanwhile, this fucking guy wants everybody to be a doctor. Right? Socialism. Let's follow Robert Mugabe. Right? I'd be like, bruh, nah. It don't work like that. He's out here preaching socialism. Meanwhile, his child is a product of capitalism. Right? His child is out here hanging around a bunch of white girls. Right? Is he dating one of them? Who knows? Was one of these white bitches his fucking date? Who knows? All I know is, hey, how about practice what you preach, my brother, man? Practice what you fucking preach. South Africa is a shit show, fam. Hey, Mabisa Ngagula also used to be the Minister of Defense and Military Veterans, right? Back in 2012. And she also used to be the Minister of Home Affairs between 2004 and 2009. She also used to be the Deputy Minister of Home Affairs. I mean, bruh, how can one person oversee three different government departments? What the fuck does she know about the Home Affairs? What the fuck does she know about correctional services? What the fuck does she know about the military? It's fucking confusing, bruv, because she has never been a soldier. What the fuck does she know about AK-47s, AR-15s, Glock 9s, fucking Glock switches? What the fuck does she know? Bruv, does she know what an MPX is? Huh? Does she know what a fucking Bayraktar is? Bruv, Bayraktar? Does she know that shit? No, she doesn't. Right, what the fuck does she know? What the fuck do these niggas know? They don't know anything, bruv. We live in a crazy fucking world. What the fuck does she know about blood and gore? Whoa. What the fuck does she know about killing? What the fuck does she know about the fucking PTSD that comes with being in the fucking army? What the fuck does she know? You know? Niggas be out here getting shuffled. Right? The Minister of Sports is now all of a sudden the Minister of Transport. Like, bruh. Huh? The Minister of Transport used to be the Minister of Correctional Services. The Minister of Correctional Services used to be the Minister of Police. The Minister of Police used to be the Minister of Men and Women. The Minister of Men and Women used to be the Minister of Pets and Dogs. The Minister of Pets, Cats and Dogs used to be the Minister of Agriculture. What the fuck is going on, bruv? The fuck is going on, you know? And of course, the other, you know, the other government departments I mentioned are fake. We don't have a department of pets, cats, and dogs. That's just fake. You know, it's comedy. We live in a crazy fucking world, bruv. Like, South Africa is a fucking shit show. You know? Meanwhile, everything just keeps going up. You know, Eskom just keeps fucking up. And listen, hey, kudos to them. You know, for managing to stop load shedding, even though I think that load shedding is going to come back post the elections. You know, kudos to them for keeping the grid running for this long. I mean, bruv, we haven't had load shedding in a month or so, right? Which is good. It's fucking impressive. However, we all know that post May 29th, the grid is going to all of a sudden fall apart, right? Once the ANC has secured the votes, the country is going to fall apart again. Right? Midupi is gonna fail again. The generators are gonna stop working again. The coal is gonna get wet again. Right? Andre the Rater is gonna pull up and be like, you know, Eskom, conspiracy, corruption. It's gonna fall apart again. Post May 29th, once these fucking heathens have secured the votes, the country is gonna fall apart again. We are gonna be in darkness again. Right, welcome to South Africa, bruv. Right, the country is a fucking comedy, but we are a real democracy. Okay? South Africa is a real democracy, bruv. I think there's over, 100 political parties? that are gonna be on the ballot, if I'm not mistaken. And if I am, fuck you. Who gives a shit? Did I read about it? No. Do I care about voting? Not really. But all I know is we have, bruh, yo, tons of political parties in South Africa. We have a lot of political parties in South Africa because we are a real democracy. Anybody can start a political party, bruv. Right? This is what a real democracy looks like. Hey, dear America. Dear, hey, United Kingdom. This is what a real democracy looks like. Right? A real democracy looks like South Africa. Dear India. Niggas be out here bragging about the biggest. Oh, we are the largest democracy in the world. Hey, bruv, just because you have the most people, right, it don't mean that you are the biggest democracy in the world. It don't work like that. You don't just go, hey, we have 1.5 billion people, therefore we are the biggest democracy in the world. The fuck that? Yo, bruv, really think about that. What does that mean? What does that mean? We are the biggest democracy in the world because we have the most people. Hey, it don't work like that. It don't work like that. Okay, bruv? Listen, hey, we need to redefine what being a big democracy means. Bruv, hey, being a big democracy means that your constitution is free and fair. Okay, bruv? Your constitution truly stands for the people. Your constitution is for the people. Your constitution is big on democracy. Your constitution is big on freedom. Okay, bruv? That's what being a big democracy means, or that's what it should mean. It should mean that you are big on fairness. You are big on freedom. You are big on diversity. Diversity of thought, diversity of fucking language, diversity of color, creed, religion, diversity of everything, diversity of sex. Jesus fucking Christ, bruv. India be out here bragging, oh, we are the biggest democracy in the world. Nah, 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 nah. You niggas are big on bigotry. That's what you niggas are big on. Y'all are big on xenophobia. Y'all are big on racism. Y'all are big on Hindutva. And your prime minister is out here co-signing them niggas. These fucking Hindutva niggas are basically the Nazis. Right, they be out here doing the fucking Nazi salute when they meet. It's crazy. India is a crazy fucking country. On top of that, girls get raped all day, dead day. Legit. Drake be like, oh, girls like girls where I'm from, oh, nah, nah. Girls like girls. Nah, bruv, in India, girls get raped. Okay? These are just all fucking facts. Akash Singh should be like, hey, girls get raped where I'm from. Oh, yeah, yeah, girls get raped because that's what they do. That's what Indians do. How the fuck are they the largest democracy in the world when women don't feel safe in India? Huh? And Hindutva is out here wilding. Niggas be out here bragging, oh, we are secular. Oh, my God, India is a secular country, Maui. We are secular. Right? We don't believe in just one religion. That's a listen, that's a lie. That's fake news. Okay? Because India is Hindu to the core. And these niggas don't fuck with Muslims. Right? They don't fuck with Christians, bruv. They only fuck with themselves. And their fucking tigers. And their cows. Oh, the cow is a mother, Maui. In India, cows are mothers. Mama! Ah, mama! Bruh, how about eat the fucking cows? How about turn these fucking cows into burgers? Stat! How about that? How about that? How about call McDonald's? How about cook these niggas? How about that? Right? These fucking cows, bruv, they are fucking with the climate. These cows in India, bruv, they be farting all day, or dead day. They be out here spreading methane all day, or dead day. These bitches be out here farting and burping, farting and burping, farting and burping. Eat the fucking cows. That's what I say. Eat the fucking cows, India. I'm sick and tired of these niggas. Oh, cows are like mothers in India. How about worship your real mother? How about that? How about worship your real mother? Pray to your real mother instead of praying to a dirty ass cow. Okay, bruv? Eat the cows. The cows are here to be eaten. Okay, bruv? Okay? Hey, bruv, don't be out here fucking with the balance, bruv. Don't be out here fucking with nature's equilibrium, bruv. Eat the cows. We have prey and we have predator, bruv. How about, hey, prey on these bitches? Because that's what they are. We are fucking predators. We are apex. Human beings are apex predators. We eat everything. Look at the fucking world, bruv. Human beings ate the world. Right? We ate the world and now we are shitting it out. That's what we do now. Eat the fucking cows. It's crazy, bruv. It's crazy. Oh, we are the largest. Oh, we are the largest democracy in the world because we have the most people. Even though most of the people in fucking India aren't free. Even though most of the people in India get oppressed. Even though murderer people over here get fucked with. Niggas are poor. Bitches are getting raped. It's a fucking shit show. It's a fucking shit show, bro. You know? There's nothing democratic about India. Bruv, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his government are increasingly wielding strong-arm tactics to subdue political opponents and critics of the ruling Hindu Nationalist Party. A decade into power, bruv, a decade into power, and on the cusp of securing 5 more years, the Modi government is reversing India's decades-long commitment to multi-party democracy and secularism. See that? See that, bruv? South Africa doesn't have that. And Jacob Zuma wants to do that. You see, bruv, this is why all of these old niggas need to fucking die or retire. Okay? I saw a fucking headline on BBC. Right, and the headline read as follows, and I quote, "Retiring in your 60s is becoming an impossible goal." And they asked, and I quote, "Is 75 the new 65? No. Nah. Okay, bro? Hey, how about dying? How about, listen, wrap it up, right? Niggas be like, oh, but I'm 75, Godwa, my epigenetic age is 31. Nah, retire. Niggas be out here talking about epigenetic ages and shit. Oh, I'm 85, but my epigenetic age is 15. Nigga, die. How about that? How about cut the fucking shit? Right? Niggas be on their fucking deathbeds. Niggas be 95, 102 on their fucking deathbeds. Talking about my epigenetic age is 9 years old. Nigga, no! How about get in the grave? Wrap it up. Get in the fucking grave. Retire. Okay? Wrap it up. Niggas can't even speak. Niggas can't even talk. But they want to hold on to power because they love power. They know how to use power and they want power. It's crazy, bruv. Wrap it up, bruv. This is why Tim Dillon is out here talking about the baby boomers all day or day, bruv. Just how selfish are the baby boomers? I mean, bruv, it's getting worse. These niggas don't want to die, bruv. Jacob Zuma doesn't want to go away. No, he's like, hey, I want to finish what I started, bruh. The country is finished. You started a long time ago. The country is done. Okay, bruv? It's done. If you were to come back, Yo, bruv, you are basically going to take our souls. Legit. You are going... Nah, bruv, hey, this nigga now wants our souls. Okay, bruv? He got all the money. He got all the power. He now wants our souls. He wants our being, our life source, bruv. Legit. I want to finish what I started. Which means, hey, I want to finish you guys. Hey, my epigenetic age is 4 years old. I'd be like, bruh, you are 122. Wrap it the fuck up. How about, hey, let's cover this man in foil. Let's cover this man in foil. It's a wrap. He dead. We are now poking our body with a fucking ballot. Bruh, it's over. Wrap it the fuck up. It's over. It's over. Fuck, let go. It's over. It's over, bruv. It's over. This is why white people are just out here bugging, bruv. Okay? Because white people now realize that black people are equally as fucking power hungry as them. Right? Hence they're out here bugging. Hence they're out here just fucking wilding, saying whatever the fuck they want to say. We live in a crazy fucking world. Okay, bruv? We live in a crazy fucking world. Right? Niggas out here just talking, bruv. How about John Steenhuisen? Just out here fucking wilding, bruv. Yo, did y'all hear what Patricia de Lille said? The leader of the good party. I mean, bruh, who the fuck is this bitch? Kanye West, fam. The leader of the good party, Patricia de Lille, responded strongly to the selected leader of the DA, John Steenhuisen. She called him a fool and she compared him to a dog shampoo salesman. Bruv, what the fuck is a dog shampoo salesman? I mean, what do these politicians know? What do they know? What do they get? Huh? Oh, John Steenhuisen is a fool. And also, he's a dog shampoo salesman. I'm like, wait, what? I mean, dude. Yo, wait, huh? What the fuck are you talking about? He's a dog shampoo salesman. I mean, what the fuck does that mean? Like, bruh, yo, we live in a wild fucking country, bruv. These politicians just be talking. They just be yapping. Oh, John Steenhuisen is a fool. And also, he's a dog shampoo salesman. Something like Timu. Right? I mean, bruh, yo, dear niggas, dear people, dear motherfuckers, dear shopaholics, why are y'all surprised that Timu sells garbage? Like, bruh, how does that work? Hey, guys, please, just fucking, you know, just clear this shit up for me, bruv. Why are y'all surprised that Timu sells garbage? I mean, bruh, some fucking chick pulled up, right, on social media, on TikTok, even though I'm not on TikTok, videos from TikTok just are everywhere. Right, but I digress. This bitch pulled up and she said, yo, I bought an air fryer, right, on Timu. And instead of receiving an air fryer, I received the pot. Right? She bought an air fryer for like what? $2? Bruh, I'm gonna get to spend the 2 randa. Right, on an air fryer. And expect an actual air fryer. You can't be spending $10 on an air fryer and then expect these niggas to deliver a proper air fryer. This bitch spent peanuts on an air fryer from Timu and she got a pot. Why are you surprised that you got a pot from Timu after spending 15 rands on an air fryer? Which air fryer costs 15 rands? I mean, bruh, yo, how dumb are people in South Africa, bruv? Fam, yo, listen. The average IQ in South Africa is 68. And fam, every single day, every day I wake up, I realize that, yeah, nah, it's true. It's fucking 68. Legit. Like, fam, why are y'all surprised? It doesn't make any fucking sense, fam. We live in a crazy fucking world. And dear South Africa, look, I think, but my friend, man. But my friend, aye, man, aye, aye, aye. At this rate, fam, nah, nah. These niggas, these Somali niggas, man, that they're making it difficult for me. You know, I love immigration. I love immigrants, right? I'm all for, you know, welcoming people, accepting people, because populations are just fucking dwindling, right? The world is on the clock, okay? Populations are collapsing worldwide. Legit. I mean, Greece is going through a lot. Where it is, a population collapse is looming in Greece, right? As sudden deaths soar and fertility hits a record low. Did y'all see that shit? Huh? Greece is predicted to become the first nation to suffer a population collapse, as sudden and unexpected deaths continue soaring across the nation while fertility rates have plunged to levels lower than experts previously thought possible. So while you are out there chilling in Santorini, please beware that Greece is falling apart. Heart failure, strokes, blood clots, bamba clots, bamba ras clot, and rapid onset cancers among otherwise healthy young people have caused the mortality rates to skyrocket in Greece, while the fertility levels in young males and females have caused the birth rate to fall through the floor, recording the lowest number of births in almost a century. The prospect of population collapse in Greece is a ticking time bomb and a national threat, according to Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis. I mean, bruh, hey, Mitsotakis said it, right? Mitsotakis is like, hey, the world is falling apart. So South Africa, listen, I'm for immigration. But these niggas, bruv, these fucking container tuck shop owners, bruh, listen. Xenophobia and bigotry towards container tuck shop owners from Pakistan, Somalia, and Bangladesh in South Africa, bruv, will get validated and codified in the near future. Facts. Because, bruv, these niggas are wildin'. Dudes are out here selling sewage water, right, to people. Right? They're out here selling sewage water and presenting it as pure water to people. They'd be like, hey, bruv, this water is the purest water of all time. And by the way, pure water will kill you. Because 100% pure water is missing a bunch of fucking minerals and all sorts of other important shit. You'll fucking die, but I fucking digress. These niggas are fucking selling toilet bowl water to people. I mean, man. They're out here selling fake alcohol, fake Coca-Cola, fake fish oil, fake olive oil, fake grandpa. I mean, bruh, everything they sell is fake. Even the condoms. My friend. What's in these fucking condoms, my friend? Like, my friend, what oil is this? Why are they so oily? Like, what's going on with these fucking condoms? My friend, King, man. Huh? What oil is this? They're too slippery. They're too goopy. Right? These condoms are too goopy. Huh? Kiss hotel, man. What is this? Why do they feel like this? Why do they feel like this? Huh? Why is this fucking oil on these condoms so lumpy? What is this? Hey, bruv, did you spit in this shit, bruv? Hey, did you fucking chuck a fucking loogie in this shit? I mean, bruv, what's going on, bruv? King in, man, my friend, bruv, these niggas are dirty, bruv. These niggas be out here sleeping and peeing in the same room, right, as the food they sell to you. I mean, fam, now, Now, hey, imagine, right? Imagine the peeing splatting out off the fucking bucket, right? And then the little fucking pee droplets landing all over your albany bread. The little pee, hey, the little pee fucking splatters, right? Landing, jumping out the bucket like, whee, right? And then landing on your Ace Super Maize meal, on your White Star, bruh, it gets dark, niggas be peeing next to your bread, the same bread that you are going to feed your family with. My friend, man, these niggas are gonna make me xenophobic.
It's getting spooky. It's getting spooky. It's getting spooky. Weird times. Global weirding.
Not available now. Please leave your name and phone number after the beep. We will return your call.
Hey man, I got a whisper. I got a kid and my kid is sleeping. I just wanted to say, you know, talking about this AI shit early on in the episode, I wanted to mention that I believe that Kendrick Lamar's diss track, that leaked diss track, is real. That shit is not AI. Yet again, study how that man is breathing on that tank. Okay, listen to the vocal cords. Listen to the cadence, the flow, his projection, all of that. Okay, bro, that shit is real. He dropped that, and then niggas were like, nah, this shit is trash. And then his team started pulling up saying, nah, this is AI. Right, everybody hides. Highs behind AI these days, you know? AI is good, but it's not that good, you know? AI is good, but it's not that good. Hey, even that High Whitney diss track, think that shit is real. You know, these niggas are just hiding behind artificial intelligence. They're hiding behind ChatGPT. Listen, my nigga, ChatGPT can do that. German eye can't do that. Poe can't do that. Feel me? Do better, bruv. And in terms of who I'm picking in this little fucking this little kerfuffle, I'm going with Drake. Okay, bruv. I'm going with Drake. There's what it is, bruv. Drake is gonna catch a body. I don't think Kendrick is built for this. You know, his rap style, the way that he thinks, the way that he writes, the way he moves, his demeanor is it's not a demeanor of a dude who's built for this shit. Can he rap? Sorta, kinda. He's good. You know what I mean? He's a great artist. You know, dope concepts, dope albums, but overall, you know. What's up, my man? But he's not built for this shit. You know, Lupe said it better. Just listen to this shit. Maui out.
The other one is, niggas is like, hey, do you think Kendrick is a top tier dude? I'm like, I think he's a great performer. I think he's a great rapper. I think he makes great albums. I think he's a great conceptualist. I think he's a great mind. I think what he does for the culture is amazing. Like, I love him to death. I do not think that he's like this amazing lyricist, though. And if I had to put a top 100 of lists together.
You not finna say that. You not finna say that.
Wow.
Herb.
Lupe.
Herb, stop. Y'all ain't even see y'all doing
that. Kendrick not making your top 100, man.
Part of stuff.
You hear what Verb just said? Now, Letter, did I say
that? Part of stuff. Yeah, Lupe. Finish your food, my nigga. Finish your food.
I just want to go on the record. Did I say
that? You good.
No. He didn't say that. We're asking. Yeah.
But you just made a statement.
No. But I asked first. I said, is that what you're saying?
I was finna say it before you cut me off.
Oh, damn. Okay, go ahead. Your floor is yours. Go ahead.
So if it was a list of like top hundreds, like if I had a top 100 list, the first 60 slots would be niggas that ain't in the mainstream that niggas don't even know. Or if they know them, they don't know them, like it ain't finna be niggas with record deals. Mm. It's finna be niggas like you. And that's not a shot. That's not to put you down. Mm-hmm. It's not. I'm not doing no rap shit. I'm not collecting.
Salute. That's good. That's amazing.
It's gonna be all these battle rap niggas from all these leagues all over the world. When it comes to lyrics, right?
Okay.
It's finna be niggas who put out one record back in '92. It's finna be Killer Sink, right? It's Killer finna be Beretta. Wow. It's finna be Puerto Rican terrorists. It's finna be the niggas who's like, y'all don't even know who the fuck I'm talking about.
My nigga, Killers is from Wu-Tang Clan. Sons of Man. Keep going. Finish your food.
Right? But if I said that statement, I'll kill a sin in my top.
I got you.
What niggas gonna
finish your food?
You see?
Wu-Tang.
Niggas ain't gonna
talk. American Cream Team. I got you.
So I don't have a list at all. I don't have a list.
Do you have Q-Tip in your most legendary MCs?
Yes.
ਕਰਨਾ ਮੁਕਾਬਲਾ ਤਾਂ ਪੂਰਾ ਰੱਖੀ ਦਮ ਗੱਡੀਆਂ ਵਖਾ ਕੇ ਕਰਨਾ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਕੰਮ ਕਦੇ ਪਿੰਡੇ ਸੁੱਟਾ ਆਪਾਂ ਕਦੇ ਪਿੰਡੇ ਰੰਗ ਕਦੇ ਪਿੰਡੇ ਸੁੱਟਾ ਆਪਾਂ ਕਦੇ ਪਿੰਡੇ ਰੰਗ ਰੈਡ ਡੋਟ ਲਾਈ ਮੱਥੇ ਮਾਰਦੇ ਆ ਸ਼ੋਟ ਗਾਣੇ ਸੁਣ ਸਾਡੇ ਦੇਖੀ ਹੋਏ